Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the man with a clear mission in life to make music and keep the world a bit cooler. That was New York-based drummer and Grammy nominee Matt Wilson with a cut off his latest 2016 album, Big Happy Family, Beginning of a Memory. And that was the title track, Beginning of a Memory. Matt remains one of today's most celebrated jazz cats and is universally recognized for his musical and melodic drumming style. He is also an amazing composer, a bandleader, producer, and teacher. He has a very positive energy, sense of humor, and the ability to explore a broad range of musical settings that keeps him in constant demand. And his latest album is in honor of his late wife, Felicia. And it was the first since he lost his wife to leukemia in 2014. During a very open and revealing talk with Neon Jazz, he talked about meeting his wife for the first time.
We were sitting out in the right near the practice rooms, and I don't know, I said some stuff, and I started reading some from some book with all these goofy voices and stuff. And I realized, you know, it's pretty special. So we went on our first date on October 23rd of 1982. We went to a Pizza Hut on 17th and Woodlawn in Wichita, and we were together until she died June 15th of 2014, which is coming up the two-year anniversary next week.
And not only has Matt performed at the White House as a part of an all-star jazz group for a state dinner, he has played with so many legends over the years, but this will never compare to a list that he compiled with his wife coming home from a doctor's visit.
I remember driving back from a hospital visit or a doctor visit and just sort of made a list of all the great people that we saw together, you know, Miles, Art Blakey, wow. You know, Elvin Jones numerous times. Elvin flirted with her. You know, I have a great photo with her with Art Blakey. They both got their degrees from NEC. He got an honorary doctorate that day. Johnny Griffin, the list goes on and on. Phil Woods, I mean, all these great, Dizzy, you know, Ella Fitzgerald, Stan Getz, Oscar Peterson. We saw all these people together.
Time after time, Matt is a relied-on jazz cat that is furthering the entire craft, and he's always making the world a better place and the way he sees things. So in light of all of it, Matt for sure keeps it real.
For us to really know what happiness is, we have to feel sorrow. And for us to feel sorrow, we know what happiness is. It is a balance.
And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. Great to start this episode off with Matt. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves jazz drummers, with cats like Brandon Draper, Brian Stever, and Danny Rojas leading the proverbial march, right here in Fountain Ridge, Kansas City, Missouri, ready to pour forth our best goblet of jazz, baby. Speaking of Kansas City and a town full of talent, here's the great Kansas City journeyman clarinetist, Lynn Zimmer, joined by the Racket Club Jazz Band back in 1997 with the song Strike Up the Band, and that's what he does all the time at Dick Hawk's Gaslight Grill out there in Overland Park, Kansas. A very welcome KC Jazz institution. Dig it.
This is Kansas City bassist Gerald Spates, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
So we got Miles over here, Mr. Miles Alfonso. What do you think? What's going on? So you're in the studio tonight. You're right in between John Christopher and I. What airwaves are you picking up between our brains tonight?
I don't either.
Yeah, sometimes we don't know much either about what we're doing here. That's for sure.
What are we doing here? It's not the money.
No, I'll tell you what, it never was, and I tell you what, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. Yes. That was Jamaican-born hard bop jazz trumpeter Alfonso's son, Dizzy Reese, with the cut, The Case of the Frightened Lover, off a 2004 Mosaic Select CD collection. Those Mosaic Selects are nice. Historically, Dizzy has been one of the lesser-known cats, but he is a legend. Right out of Kingston, Jamaica, he was the son of a silent film pianist and attended the famed Alpha Boys School in Jamaica. And by 16, he was a full-time musician. He moved to London at that time in 1948 and spent the 50s working in Paris playing with Don Byas, Kenny Clarke, Frank Foster, and Thad Jones. That culminated with the 1959 relocation in New York City to record with Miles Davis. And if Miles calls, you get on a plane and you fly over the Atlantic and you join that recording in process. From Norwegian jazz saxophonist Marius Neset, this is the tune The Place of Welcome, a lot like we got around here, off the 2013 CD simply called Birds. Let's fly away, kids. Thank you.
Hi, this is Aaron Deal, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMino.
That was the richly talented New York City-based drummer, composer, and teacher Allison Miller with the tune Staten Island off her latest 2016 album, Otis Was a Polar Bear. And Allison has recorded 5 albums as a band leader and is very busy as a session musician. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Allison talked about her love of the drums.
I can't live without drums. I'm just going to say that. I was born to be a drummer, and there was never a question in my mind. And I'm being completely honest when I say that. My mom said from the time I could say anything, I was like, drum? I was always drawn to the drums and in the music, the rhythm, basically the low end of a track. You know, I was always drawn to like the drums and the bass line.
She is also active with bands like the Honey Ear Trio, Holler and Bam, and her own Allison Miller's Boom Tick Boom. She will actually be swinging through Kansas City with her Boom Tick Boom band to visit the Blue Room off 18 and Vine in KC on June 30, 2016. So get out there and check her out. From the pride and joy of Somerville, New Jersey, this is the versatile trumpeter, vibraphonist, vocalist, and mellophone player. Man, he was busy. Don Elliott with the 1955 tune simply called Mine off his LP Double Trumpet Doings. Boing, boing.
City-based drummer and composer Allison Miller, and you're listening to Joe Domino's Neon Jazz.
¶¶
That was drummer and composer Ernesto Cerevini with the 2015 tune Beendy Bop off the CD Turbo Prop. This cat is one consummate band leader and in-demand collaborator, full of deep musicality and infectious energy. Downbeat described his fluid style as one that exemplifies float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, that Ali thing. So this cat has received a Juno Award, which is Canada's Grammy Award, and this band was also nominated for an Indie Music Award in 2014 for Jazz Group of the Year, again in Canada. He is a very talented and busy cat. From a man that knows a thing or two about leading, this is the great Jimmy Farr with his orchestra in tow, with their take on Gone with the Wind off the 1970 LP, Best by Far.
And band leader Matt Wilson, and I hope you all are digging Me and Jazz with Joe Dumino. He's one hit cat, so dig the scene. I'm
That was Swedish jazz baritone saxophone player and composer Lars Gulin with the 1953 song A1, I don't think the steak sauce, but something like that, of his LP called Bugs. So Lars was a child prodigy on the accordion at the age of 13, and he played the clarinet in the military band, and then later he switched over to the alto sax. After he moved to Stockholm in 1947, he became a professional pianist. Man, this guy was all over the place. And over the years, he would work with visiting American musicians, recording with James Moody, Zoot Sims, Lee Konitz, and Clifford Brown. But at the end of his life, he died of a heart attack. This was brought on by a very long-term addiction to methadone, a very popular theme there in that era with a lot of these musicians that really abused the drugs. But man, they left a library that was very nice behind. Man, this cat up here next is good. Double bass phenom, multi-instrumentalist, and YouTube sensation. Adam Ben Ezra with his trio in tow with the tune Flamenco off the 2015 CD Can't Stop Running. Thank you.
Some more neon jazz.
Do it.
That was American jazz accordionist Art Van Dam from the old school with the cut Bluesette off a nice compilation LP called the Zenith Jazz Set. And John, this is one of those LPs that they used to put together. Lucky Strike had one. Zenith has one. These companies would put together these great compilations of music.
Yeah, I remember that. As a matter of fact, I have a couple of those in my collections where Lucky Strike or Standard Oil or somebody like that presents. You also see them a lot for military pressings. Some of the stuff done for NORAD, you know, done in the 1960s.
Yeah. They're great collections, and this one is a very nice one. From pianist and organist Don Poland, we begin getting towards the coast of sailing towards this hour end of Neon Jazz together. This is the tune Mr. Smoothie off another Mosaic Select CD selection, again from 2004. Again, that was Don Pullen on the keys, performing the song and playing the part, Mr. Smoothie. And we wrap everything up with a friend of the show and Montreal-based saxophonist and composer. I remember having a great interview with her, Christine Jensen, with the 2002 tune, I Loves You, Porgy, off the CD titled A Shorter Distance. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the original Mr. Smoothie, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
And to my good buddy and my little boy, Miles, in the studio.
Yeah.
Say something? Come on, say jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Reach out. Let us know what you think. Send a note to Miles. Tell him what you think. He loves John Coltrane. Come up with a suggestion. He would dig it. We're always here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all the time. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, Miles, ready for the drum roll? Okay. Until next time. Good job, Miles. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.